Hi, this is Tanya Harder Pearson. I'm author of the book Outsmart Your Cancer. And I'm talking to a woman named Nancy today who has a wonderful testimonial that she would like to share. Nancy, good to have you here today.
Oh, well, nice to talk to you too, Tanya.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you're willing to tell us your story because it's been a real fun story for me to hear about. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what type of condition you had to deal with?
My name is Nancy. I'm 54 years old, and I first learned about Protocell in February of 2004, of all places, at my accountant's office. My father had been diagnosed with stomach cancer. I had had a full hysterectomy in 1991, and although some doctors recommend you have a pap smear every 3 years as a follow-up after a hysterectomy, my doctor said, you need to do it every year. Well, lo and behold, about 6 months later, I was diagnosed with vulvar cancer.
Right.
And
that's basically, it's sort of a little bit of an unusual cancer on the vaginal wall, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's not rare, but
okay.
It's not very common.
Okay.
And I had no idea that it was there. I had had a little bit of spotting in August, but I had also had, I can't remember if it was a sinus infection or something where I had to take antibiotics, and my personal physician told me that it was probably just some broken blood vessels and not to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out that it was cancer.
So when you went in to see your OBGYN oncologist, you found out that, how big did they say that this was?
They said it was like the size of a large marble,
uh-huh.
or about the size of a walnut.
Okay. That's a pretty good size, actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the biopsy report, they described it as a poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, of course, I couldn't really take all of that in. I think I was probably in shock hearing
mm-hmm.
the word cancer.
Sure. Now, tell me, just before you go on here, what made you in the first place want to look into alternative treatments and not just do what the doctors were going to tell you to do?
Because...
Well, maybe we should back up and talk about what the doctors recommended, actually.
Actually, the doctors recommended 5 days a week for 6 weeks, or basically 30 consecutive treatments of radiation.
Okay. And this was after you had had the tumor surgically removed.
Exactly.
And tell me about the lymph nodes. They removed some lymph nodes, too?
Well, originally, the doctor told me he removed 4... But after the biopsy, only 2 of them were hot or infected, and the other 2 just happened to be fatty cells.
Okay, infected with cancer, you mean?
Correct.
So they actually found cancer in 2 of your lymph nodes, which I suppose they explained to you that means you actually had metastasized cancer to the lymph system.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I just wanted to make that clear to
yes.
people listening to this story, because that's real important.
And at the time, the doctor told me with the removal of lymph nodes, there was a very, very high chance, high percentage, that my right leg was going to be twice as big as my left leg.
Mm.
And I took my chances. I went ahead with the surgery. And then 6 weeks later, the doctor called and said, you need to have 30 treatments of radiation consecutively because I don't think I got all the cancer.
Oh, okay. So basically, this explains what you had told me before, which was that the pathologist also said that the margins around the tumor resection weren't big enough and that they didn't feel they had gotten surgically removed a big enough margin around that tumor.
Correct.
Okay.
And that there could be cancer cells that remained after the surgery that could have brought back the same kind of cancer or developed into a secondary cancer in some other part of the body.
Hmm. And my understanding is that in general, when you've got cancer in 2 lymph nodes that they know about, then chances are there's cancer in some other lymph nodes or free-floating cells throughout the lymph system, basically, that you haven't gotten yet from the surgery. Tell me, though, also what you learned about what the damages of radiation can, you know, how radiation can cause damage in that area of the body.
Well, when I first learned about my vulvar cancer, I contacted the American Cancer Society, and I asked them to send me information on vulvar cancer, which was the one that the doctor at UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento had told me that's what he diagnosed that I had.
Okay.
And when I got that information, they told me that radiation would cause perforation of the urethra, the bladder, the colon, the rectum, and the intestines.
Wow.
Or any one of those five, or a combination thereof.
Wow. And that could even maybe cause you to have to wear a bag or something?
I was scared to death that if I did the radiation, I would have a colostomy bag and a Foley catheter. And
wow,
to me, that wasn't a quality of life.
Wow. Well, that was really smart of you to request that information from the, did you say the American Cancer Society?
Yes.
Very good thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just trying to gain as much knowledge as I could to treat my cancer, because obviously it was a very big shock, but having family members and friends both not make it through conventional therapies of chemo and radiation, I decided that wasn't for me. I was going to take my chance. I was going to put my faith in God, and I was going to put my faith in Protocell.
Okay, so you really did your homework, and you had some real strong reasons, besides watching some people you know who had gone through cancer who didn't survive conventional treatment. You had some real good strong reasons for wanting to look into alternatives.
Yes,
okay.
I did, because in my personal opinion, I think both chemo and radiation, the conventional methods, are very, very poisonous, very damaging to the body.
Right.
And I didn't want to take that chance.
Right.
Like I said, I'm only 54, and I anticipate living at least until I'm 80 or 90 years old.
As we all hope to.
Yes.
And you'd mentioned, this is another interesting thing that I remember you telling me about when we first talked. You got some sort of a notification from your surgeon. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah.
A certified letter or something?
He had called me on Valentine's Day, which was 6 weeks, almost to the date, after my surgery. And he told me they had taken my biopsy report to the tumor board at UC Davis Medical Center, and all of the oncologists there all agreed that the margins were just too shy. And
too narrow, sort of, yeah.
Too narrow. And for my best recovery, I should have radiation. After the phone call, I told him I had decided that I was going to use an alternative method. So about 5 days later, I received a certified letter from him restating that he was recommending radiation.
Okay.
And I politely sent him back a letter and told him I knew about the consequences of taking radiation, and I wasn't willing to take that chance, and I was going to stick with my alternative method, being the Protocell 50.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I think what will help people out there, too, who may be listening to your story right now, is let's tell people how you used the Protocell formula, just really briefly. What was your dosing like? How big a dose did you take? And did you use any other supplements?
I used no other supplements.
Okay.
I, as prescribed, I took a quarter teaspoon in distilled water every 6 hours. I did 6 o'clock in the morning, noon, 6 o'clock at night, and 12 midnight.
Okay.
And I pre-mixed it in distilled water, and when I would go to bed at night, I would take 2 of the pre-mixed formulas and put them on my nightstand, and It only took me, five, maybe 7 days. And then I automatically would wake up for that 12 o'clock dose, and I would just drink it. And I've always kept 2 bottles of water on my nightstand. I would drink it down with water, mm-hmm. and I would go right back to sleep again. And then my husband wakes up for work at 5, so mm-hmm. I would have my 6 o'clock dose in my nightstand and do the same thing that I did at midnight.
Okay.
And I have been doing that for, well, it'll be 18 months in October. I started in February 2005,
uh-huh.
and now it is July 2006.
Right.
And I have had 4 follow-up pap smears.
Uh-huh.
I've had 2 mammograms, and I've had a CAT scan, and I'm cancer-free. There is no cancer showing
wow.
on any of the tests.
So with all of those tests, they haven't been able to find any cancer after 18 months. That's fantastic. And you had metastasized cancer in your lymph system.
Basically, I was told at first my cancer was probably stage 3,
uh-huh.
but then when they found it in my lymph nodes, they told me it was stage 4. It had metastasized.
Right. Now, when you would premix your quarter teaspoonful of Protocell 50 into distilled water, did you put it in a little bottle or a cup?
I put it in the container that came with the Protocell 50.
Uh-huh.
And then I had bought the little tiny bottles of spring water.
Mm-hmm.
And I had drank the spring water, and
mm-hmm.
then I would put, I rinsed those out, and then I put my quarter teaspoon in with distilled water, and I would
right.
use those. But now...
Okay, so you were just pre-mixing in little plastic bottles.
And I would carry it with me. If I was going to be gone for my, my 12 o'clock or my 6 o'clock, I always carried it in my purse. I always was very diligent about taking it, and I always tried to do it on an empty stomach. And there were times where, maybe I ate dinner at 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
but I would still take it at 6.
Right, and that's good. You should always stick to your schedule and try to keep to a regular schedule of dosing. And I just want to let everybody out there know that if anyone does decide to pre-mix their dose of Protocell and let it sit in a container like a plastic bottle, that's fine, but it should only be pre-mixed in distilled water. That's also in my book and explained. If you take it without pre-mixing, if you take it just straight out of the bottle, you can mix it with a little juice to cover the taste if you want, but don't let it sit in juice for a long time.
Correct.
The thing that you did, Nancy, that was so good was that you did what a lot of people have recommended as the most optimum way to take Protocell for the best results, which is to never go more than 6 hours between any 2 doses. And that's what you did. You actually basically just took it every 6 hours, including getting up in the middle of the night to take it.
I never even got up. I just had it on my nightstand. And
you just woke up naturally, huh?
It was like my body was telling me,
okay,
this is time for your dose. And I had it on the nightstand. I would just, toss it down and then,
right.
and then drink, about a half a cup to a cup of water with
yeah.
it and go right back to sleep again.
So how do you feel about, after doing this and using Protocell for 18 months, do you feel like this was an easy approach for you?
It was very, very easy, and to tell you the truth, I feel very energetic.
Uh-huh.
I don't really get sick hardly at all, and it's just something that I believe in 100% that kept me from having a relapse with my cancer or a secondary cancer.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, my husband, who is 53 years old, he's concerned because the odds are pretty low, or pretty high, I should say, for men getting prostate cancer.
Absolutely.
And he just saw the remarkable recovery that I had after my surgery, and he decided on his own, through no coaxing through myself, that he was going to take it because he wants to avoid getting prostate cancer or
uh-huh.
lung cancer or stomach cancer or any type of cancer.
Right.
And so now Now I have to mix up twice as many bottles.
Okay.
But that's okay.
and what? Tell us more, a little bit more about what happened with him. He has an interesting story there.
Well, he had kind of like a psoriasis fungus on his fingers that he has had, I would say, probably 10 years.
Oh, and wow, that's a long time.
It's been a very long time. And the doctors, the medical doctors, gave him some type of cream, like a cortisone cream, to try to clear it up. And it would kind of get a little better, but it never really cleared up. This is now July 15th. He started taking this protocell May 1st, and within 2 weeks, the fungus on his fingers was gone.
You're
and
kidding.
It hasn't come back.
After 2 weeks, that's amazing.
Yes.
Well, I have heard, now this is something I don't completely understand. I have heard that protocell does have antifungal properties. I don't know if it can be a cure for fungus in every case, but there obviously, according to your husband's situation, may be some cases where it is. And I will say that I know of one woman who has kept her psoriasis under control for about 16 years using protocell alone. So that is an interesting thing, that your husband had this, what sounds like a combination of psoriasis and a fungal infection of sorts.
Exactly. And okay. And the protocell itself does state that it's 34 times more potent antioxidant-wise than anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the reason that this fungus got cleared up.
Well, you could be right. It has proven now with the ORAC testing to be an extremely powerful antioxidant with a value of about 1.4 million, which is just incredible. So who knows? That could have been why it did it. But that's just wonderful for him to have been dealing with a psoriasis fungal type infection for about 10 years, and then within 2 weeks on protocell it goes away. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just went away.
That's great.
It went away.
And, of course, at the same time, he's also helping to clear up any cancer in him that might be growing that he doesn't know about yet.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. I mean, nobody in his family has had cancer, but that doesn't mean that he wouldn't get cancer.
Right.
You know? And, like I said, I never coaxed him. I never told him, I think you should take this. It was his idea.
Okay.
Because of my results.
That's great. That's wonderful. And you said you're also doing something with your dog?
Yeah. I have a little 5-pound Papillon who's now 11. When she was either 2 or 3, she was diagnosed with pancreatitis, which is very serious. Animals have a little bit more resistance to it than humans, but it's very, very...
Oh, but it can kill a dog.
Very, very...
Very serious.
Very, very serious.
Right.
And, let's see, I would say probably in May, I took her in for her 6-month blood test, and her blood levels were so high, the vet could not believe she was still alive, because she had a relapse of the pancreatitis.
And the blood levels were the white blood cells or something?
It's like an inflammation around the stomach area and irritable stomach, irritable bowels, colon, etc. And so I thought it's a non-toxic product, and I started her on that. And within 2 days, she went from only eating once, maybe twice a day,
mm-hmm.
to now where she wants to eat like 4 times a day. She just gets a little bit at each time, but she feels better. She's more peppy.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she's 11 years old. So I figured if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for my dog, and I want her to be around
right.
for a long time. So she's on protocell now, too.
Well, that's great, and I certainly know, and we all know that protocell has been used successfully on dogs and cats and some other animals like horses, and many of them have had wonderful successes. So that's a really great story. I'm really happy for your dog.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, I'm happy that I found out about the protocell so that I could help her.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy, for your story. It's just really a very, very endearing story with all the aspects to it. And, of course, in your situation, you had metastasized cancer to the lymph system. You no longer have any evidence of cancer anywhere in your body. And you kept yourself from having to go through some extremely damaging treatment with that radiation. And so you've really obviously made some great decisions, and I'm really happy to hear your story. I hope it'll help some other people.
Well, that's my goal.
Okay.
I just hope that other people become aware of Protocell, because with all my heart, I believe this product has cured me of my cancer.
That's wonderful. Well, I think it has too. And certainly got rid of your husband's condition on his fingers and made your dog feel better, too. It's just great.
Right.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Good talking to you. And hopefully, you know, this is going to help some people. And I'll be talking to you again later.
Okay, Tanya. And I just want to thank you for writing that book.
Oh, thank you so much.
If it hadn't been for your research, I probably never would have known about it. So I hope the word gets out and that other people will at least look into it and realize that there are other alternative methods that can work for their cancer.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So you have a great day.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.